Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love this time of year. I do. It's one of my favorites. I mean, it's a lot of people's favorites, but and you know how it is. Everything is busy. We have midweek services, Christmas Eve services, and then all of a sudden, it hits Christmas Day. It's great. Everything's closed. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. It's a very peaceful, peaceful service. And in the midst of that service, we sing joy to the world. We sing it. We proclaim it. We love it. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. I love this time of year. There's so many great things. There's so many aspects of it that I love. But have you ever really sat down and thought about the difference between peace and joy? I think for a lot of us, we probably almost equate the two. When you have peace, you have joy. And when you have joy, you have peace. But yet, in a lot of ways, they're two separate things. But in a lot of our minds, they are not. A lot of times when we think of joy, and we say, well, what gives you joy, and how do you have joy? A lot of times we'll look at all the burdens in our life, we'll look at all the things going on in the world, and we'll say, well, you know, if this wasn't happening, then maybe I would have joy. If all of these things that are causing me problems and conflict and all of these things that are troubling my mind and my heart, if they would go away, then I would have joy. The problem comes when, well, when we really dig deep and we really investigate, we might find ourselves at peace. But do we really find ourselves with joy? And then the other question kind of comes along. Can you have joy then in the midst of conflict, in the midst of burdens? As we go to our gospel lesson this morning, we see Mary and Joseph bringing the baby Jesus to the temple, fulfilling the law of Moses, doing what they are supposed to do, raising their child, raising Jesus in the law of Moses, as proclaimed through Exodus and Leviticus and through the Pentateuch. So yes, they are doing what they are supposed to do. But there's also a lot of joy involved here. First, they approach Simeon. Simeon, who is at the temple. Simeon, who had received a special word of the Lord, who had been told that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Messiah, the one that was to come, the one that had been prophesied from of old. Simeon was going to see him. And once he sees Christ, he says such beautiful words. In fact, they're words that I have gone over several times. They're words that I've talked about. In fact, almost every time they come up, I like to talk about them. Because for me, it was such a big part of my life. I still remember when Pastor Will DeBerke, and I've mentioned his name before, he was a pastor not of my church, but one that used to help with some of the Bible studies at my church growing up. And he was the first one that told me that this was the text that we use for the Nunc Dimittis. That's right, the one that's coming up toward after communion today. The one where Simeon basically talks to God and says, you can kill me now. I've seen your glory. Imagine the joy that Simeon was proclaiming. Imagine the joy that Simeon was ushering in at that moment. And yet it wasn't without conflict. It wasn't like in the midst of peace. He was actually saying that the Lord could kill him, that he was ready to die because he had seen Jesus and Jesus had given him joy. Joy to such a degree that everything else seemed minor. seemed like nothing. Such great joy. And what about Anna? Anna, who also gave thanks to the Lord upon seeing Jesus. Anna, who had been waiting. You know, the season of Advent is all about waiting. And Anna waited. And yet gives thanks to the Lord. Even in the midst of all of that, even though there's burdens that have come and that are yet to come, even though things are not necessarily 100% right, even though peace might not be the word of the day, but yet there is Christ and there is joy. Peace is a lot of times described as the absence of turmoil, the absence of conflict. But joy is not the absence of anything. Joy is whenever we receive something. Joy is what we get when something is given to us. And so today, in the Christmas season, still within the 12 days of Christmas, still in the midst of that season, the first week, the first Sunday after Christmas Day, we talk about joy. We talk about Christ Jesus and how Christ Jesus brings joy. It brought joy for Mary and Joseph in the midst of their turmoil. This is before they head to Egypt. They're going to be chased out to Egypt. They're going to have to live there for a while before they're able to return home. But even in the midst of all of that, they're going to experience joy. And what about Simeon, who proclaimed that he was ready to die with joy? And what about Anna, who had waited so long, but here now receives joy? And what about you? What about you right now? It's not that we have the absence of conflict. Conflict is all around us. Unfortunately, that pause on everything only happens on Christmas Day. The day after Christmas, everything opens back up again. A lot of us have to go back to work. And all of a sudden, we're right back in the midst of all of it. But we still have joy. We might not have all that peace that we wish we had. Maybe we have a good type of peace, but we certainly have conflict in other places, but we still have joy. Because we still have Christ. Because we still know that Christmas is about Christ. And we still know that Christ Jesus was born that first Christmas morning. He was laid in a manger. And we know that Christ Jesus went to the cross. That He died on the cross. That He paid the price. That He redeemed us. That He reconciled us with our Heavenly Father. Oh, it might not be a world without conflict, but it is a world that is with joy. Joy that you have. Joy that we have. Joy that we receive as a church, knowing of Christ Jesus. And even today, on December 29th, we will come forward and we will receive Christ's true body and blood, given and shed for you. Christ's true body and His true blood. The forgiveness of sins that you receive in your hands, that you eat and you drink. You receive joy. I don't know what's all going on in all of our lives. Maybe your life is very peaceful and it's not a lot of burdens and not a lot of conflicts. But maybe your life does have a lot of conflicts. Maybe you do have a lot of burdens. Maybe peace is not the word of the day for you. But I bet joy is. Because joy comes from Christ Jesus. And so we can sing joy to the world, even in the midst of turmoil. Not because we have a lack of turmoil, but because we have a great and wonderful Savior. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.